Gemara says on the top of Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph that if a person is Zarik Ches Mitchilas Arba Lesof Arba the Kosher Arba Halichaso Potter Shakir Tzarich Anachi. So if someone takes a chetz, an arrow, and he throws it on Shabbos and Rishus Rabbim from the beginning of Daal Amos to the end of Daal Amos, and in the middle it ripped a baget of his friend, he's Potter because Kimne Ramine. And even though the Chiyam Musa doesn't happen until the end of Daal Amos and the Chiyam Mami came in the middle, the Gemara introduces this chiddush of Hakir Tzarich Anachi, which means that you can't get to the Hanacha without having the Akira. You can't put it down at the end of Daal Amos without picking it up in the beginning. So meaning you can't get to the Hanacha without the Akira, that means that the Malacha already began at the Akira, and the Malacha continues from the Shas Akira till the Shas Hanacha, and therefore there is a Chiyamisa happening the whole way through. So at the time when you're a Kareb, Begad of Shochaverai, there is a Chiyamisa happening because of the concept of Akira Tzarech Hanacha. So that the Gemara is telling us that there's this Musa, whenever you have Akira Tzarech Hanacha, you can't have Hanacha without the Akira, there would be a din of Kim Libi Ramine, it's as if they both happen at the same time. Tarsus over here asks a kasha, but the Gemara Babakam and Daf Ayim, but the Gemara says that if a person is Ganav Umacher B'Shabbos, he's Pater. If a person does Gnevan Mechir and Shabbos, he is Pater for the Mechira. And the Gemara says the case is that a Ganav stole something, and then the Lekech told him, take your Gnevan and Zreik Lechatzera, I throw it into my Chatzer. The technique lechatzer, then my chatzer will be kaina. So the chiyav geneva, the chiyav mechira, and the chiyav Shabbos is buying kachas because mechira is chal when it lands in the chatzer, and that's also when the chiyav Shabbos comes for being meitzi meshus l'reshus, and therefore everything is chal b'vasachas and is pater because it came le b'derabimine. So frek the gemara kasha lechatzer, it's not at the same time because the chiyav Shabbos is going to happen. It doesn't happen until it lands in the chatzer. But the kinyan is chal right away whenever the geneva is ready in the aver of the chatzer, even though it didn't land yet, the chatzer is being kindness, so the chiyav mammon comes at that point, but the chiyav of Shabbos doesn't happen until the shas hanacha when it actually lands in the chatzer. So lechar, it's not considered b'vasachas. So frek taisis akasha, he says, what's the gemara's kasha? Why don't we just say that akira tzarech hanacha? Meaning you can't land, you can't have the hanacha without having the akira. So then the whole time, it's you're in the malacha of being meitzi min hashus l'reshus. So just like in argument, we say that it's considered happening with Vasachas when you're Karashran by Lichasa, because Akira Tzarech Anachi by Mavri from Tchilas Dal to Saif Dal, and over there also when you go Mirashos Lashos, we should say that Akira Tzarech Anachi, the Malach is happening the whole time, and therefore you're Chayev when it's Karashran by Lichasa in the middle. So Taisa says a different Terutzim, but Reb Chaim Keyadua has a Gvalik Yasid, Gvalik Chiddush, to be Masber, to answer this kasha of Taisus. And Chaim says like this. Chaim is in the stencils over here, and it's brought down in the Evan Ozel as well. Chaim says that there's a fundamental chiluk between the Isser of Mavir Dar Amos B'Shus Rabim, which is what Argamar is talking about, and Chiyav of Maitzi Mirashus Rashus, and Mirashus Yachin Rashus Rabim, which is what the Gemara in Babakam is talking about. He says, by Mavir Dar Amos B'Shus Rabim, every single inch that you move is a chiluk of the Malacha. The Malacha is to move a chayfetz from the beginning of Daal Amos to the end of Daal Amos, and that whole process of being maver, of moving it, is the Malacha. But just the Tanai, you need to have an Akira and Hanacha. Without that, you're not going to be chayv. But from the beginning of the Akira, till the Hanacha, that whole process, that whole time that you're traveling, you're actually doing the Malacha. He says, Mashenken by Maitzi Meshus Rishus. Over there, the Malacha is not the whole process, the whole time it's moving from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. The Malacha is the Akira from Rishus Yachid and then putting it down the Hanacha of Rishus Rabim. That is the Malacha. Everything that happens in the middle, all the traveling in the middle, is just a chitimsa to get it from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim. It's not the actual Malacha. You're not actually being Isaac in the Malacha the whole time while it's flying through. So when you're being Mavir Dar Amos Rishus Rabim, every single inch that you're moving is the Malacha being Mavir. Mashenken by Moitzim Rishus Rishus. The traveling from the Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabim is not the Malacha, just the chitimsa of getting there. So he says, we only say Akira Tzarech Hanacha by Mavir Dar Amos Rishus Rabim, because over there, every single inch that you're doing is from the Garmei Achiev. This is the actual Chiev of the Malacha and the process of doing the Malacha. You can't get to the end, you can't get to the Hanacha without the Akira, so being that you're doing the Malacha the whole time, you could say that the Chiyam Mammon happened at the time of the Chiyam Misa, Mashenken by Maitzi Meshus Rishus, even though you can't get to the Hanach without the Akira, but everything happening in the middle has nothing to do with the Malacha, that's not from the Garmei Achiyav, that's not the Chavtza of the Malacha of being Maitzi, that's just something that's necessary to do to get there. Over there you don't see Akira Tzarech Hanachi because you're not actually being Isaac in the Chiyam Misa at the time of the Chiyam Mammon. That's his chilik that he says, which is very mistaber, why you don't see Akira Tzarech Hanachi when it comes to Maitzim Rishus Rishus, it's only by Mavid Aramis Rishus Rabin because they're fundamentally different malachas. But I was bothered with the kasha that Lechayra from the Baal Amar in Shabbos, you see not like Reb Chaim. The Baal Amar in Shabbos and Daf Tzadivav is coming to be Mazur. What's the ghetto of the malacha Mavid Aramis Rishus Rabin? And the Baal Amar says like this, that Kulu told us to Rishus Yachin Rishus Rabin Ninu. He says it's a tolda, it's a It's a told of the malacha of Haitzah. The fish dal amish adam b'chol makim kainusloi. A person's dal amish are kainu for him b'chol makim. V'kirshus adam and it's like your reshus. V'kushem maitzi chutz lahem bezarik. Ibn ma'av v'kir maitzi b'shus rach l'shus rabim dami. Zok the Balmar that when every time you're being ma'av dal amish b'shus rabim, it's really the gather of the malacha of Haitzah. Because a person's dal amish is his reshus. And when you take it out of those dal amish, you ma'av from the beginning of dal amish to the end, it means you took it out of your reshus, your original dal amish, and now you put it in a new reshus, and a different reshus out of that dal amis. The new original dal amis is reshus yachid. You took it out of it. It's like now you put it in reshus harabim. So every maver dal amis reshus harabim is really a mitzi. Really mean mitzi mi reshus l'reshus. That's how he understands the malacha of maver. So for him, it's very difficult to hear Reb Chaim's chilek that maver and mitzi are fundamentally different malachas because every maver is kufa chayv mishu mitzi. Every maver dal amis is a pu'ula, is a malacha being mitzi reshus yachid reshus harabim. Mela, it's very difficult to say that there's a fundamental chiluk between them if they're goof of one malacha, if maver is chayav mishum maitzi. So that's a ha'ara on Reb Chaim. If anyone has a teretz, how to work on Reb Chaim with the Balmar, I'd love to hear.